It's been a remarkable 6 months. And take the time now to think about, well, what is happened in the last 6 months?
Yeah.
Whether you've been in a book study, whether you've done some deeper work in the schools, what has been deposited in your life? What one or two truths have actually been birthed in you and you can see something different? And we really wanted to encourage you on the steps of taking that revelation into incarnation. Because if all we do is get from one revelation to the next, our life won't change. We actually need to take the idea that came out of holiness, truth, and the presence of God, or the idea that came out of an audio that the Holy Spirit put there, and then we need to do something with it.
You know, if any of you are teachers or you've homeschooled or you've been in the corporate world, you're probably very familiar with the principle of learn, do, teach. And over the last little while, we've come to really see how that model doesn't always work out very well for us, because so often we learn and we learn and we learn and we learn, but we forget about the application part, which is the do, and then we'll jump straight into the teaching of other people and the sharing of things about what we know, but we've missed this vital step to incarnation, which is the do. And so I've really rewritten that for me. And for me, from a training perspective now, is learn, train, do, repeat. You know, learn, train, do, repeat. We forget that training part because it's the training that leads us into the doing and the implementing of things in our own life together with somebody else. It's like that apprenticeship model of saying, hey, I've just learned this incredible principle here, or this incredible biblical root. I need somebody to grab my hand and walk this out with me. And as we walk it out together, then we're able to go do.
And do it successfully.
And do it successfully. And it's in that process that we begin to incarnate. And we begin to get a level of mastery.
Yeah. So Natalie had this great vision or image of what we're talking about. So for those that have played golf at any time in their life or any sport like a golf where it's quite technical, think about you've read all the books on golf for 10 years. So you spent 10 years reading golf books. You probably watched golfing shows. So you've read, you've listened, you've actually looked at past golfing tournaments and you've seen where people have made mistakes, so you've reflected, you've done all that.
You've watched other people play at a high level and commented on it.
And so you've done that for 10 years and now you go out to play golf. How good at golf do you think you'd be? It's a silly, silly scenario, but the reality is we all know we would be terrible because reading, studying is not the same as playing and doing golf.
Training and doing.
So now just add one more layer to that analogy is you've done all of that and you've got a golf club and you've trained yourself. And for anyone who's played golf, you'll get this straight away. So you've practiced yourself. You've gone out, you've gone to the driving range, you've practiced, you've looked at the videos, you've kept practicing, but you've done it by yourself. You're never going to get anywhere unless you have a coach to coach you, because you think you know how to do something, but only somebody outside of you will say, well, you actually didn't do that correctly. Something was off in the way you did it. You've got the principles, but you're not actually going to achieve it. And so often, as Natalie said, the way we approach our Christian life, the kingdom life, is I've heard the video, I've heard the recording,
I sat in church, I heard the preach.
I've taken notes, I've read the notes.
I know.
And for most of us, I need to now go tell the kids.
I need to tell somebody else who doesn't know. Yeah. That's what we immediately think. Oh, wow, I've got this great knowledge. I need to go tell somebody else who doesn't know.
Or we've started implementing it, but we've never sought feedback.
Mm.
So I know how to do that and I've done it. but you've never done it in a coaching environment. You've never done it with somebody who's really looking at you, and we're stuck. And so what we wanted to encourage you in this mid-year is don't be that type of person with these materials.
Don't allow that learning loop to rob you of the power of incarnating the truths that are being beautifully presented to us through the book or through the school review. Don't miss your part in all of this, in the training and in the doing, because we need you in our community to become trained and to be doing the things that we have so faithfully been taught by Dennis and by Bruce and by Dudley, by Francis Frangipane, that we need to, in faith, grab somebody's hand and say, help me walk this out. Give me the feedback I need. I'm going to go and do everything I can, but I'm going to need some feedback. I'm going to need some coaching. Otherwise, we're going to become the most learned and knowledgeable people that we know, but we're not going to actually have a life where we've transformed and incarnated the truth. And so go after this, guys. We love you. We know there's been some real pressure applied this year in some of the teaching and some of the training, but God's got you in this.
So Natalie and I are just so encouraged by the level of participation in the study calls, the work. It's obvious all of you are doing the work. It's not a time we come away from our calls going, wow, they hadn't even done any work. So you're all showing up. You're doing the work of reading and listening and sharing. And that is just fantastic. And we want to encourage you, keep doing that. But the encouragement is, don't stop there. We can only do so much on a call. This is only going to be valuable if it's built into your life and built into a way that it's obvious. And we can't do that on a call. So we wanted to encourage you halfway through. It's been remarkable. It really has. Take stock. What has actually changed in my life? And don't be condemned by that, but make a commitment to take at least something and make a change in the second half of this year.
Yeah, what am I committed to mastering? What am I committed to incarnating? In His sovereign will, He's got you here for such a time as this.
Absolutely.
He's with you. Our prayers are with you. God bless you. And God keep you.